is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who wrote one of the famous scenes in literature, a scene in which he comes home, his mother offers him some tea, and she offers him a little cake. He wrote, "I raised to my lips a spoonful of the tea in which I had soaked a morsel of the cake. No sooner had the warm liquid mixed with the crumbs touched my palate than a shudder ran through me and I stopped, intent upon the extraordinary thing that was happening to me. An exquisite pleasure had invaded my senses, something isolated, detached, with no suggestion of its origin, and at once the vicissitudes of life had become indifferent to me, its disasters innocuous, its brevity illusory, this new sensation having had on me the effect which love has of filling me with a precious essence. I had ceased now to feel mediocre, contingent, mortal. I sensed that it was connected with the taste of the tea and the cake, but that it infinitely transcended those savors. Whence did it come? What did it mean? How could I seize and apprehend it?" And if you guessed that was Marcel Proust writing about his Madeleine, you are correct. Marcel Proust, born in Auteuil, France, 1871 on this day. His father, a doctor, the boy, sickly, prone to asthma, in and out of school, studied law and philosophy, but he was only really interested in writing. Lived with his brother and parents in their apartment. His father insisted that he get a job, so Marcel found work as a volunteer and almost immediately applied for sick leave, never went back to work. After his mother's death, he spent a while recovering in a sanatorium, got out, started to write again, supported by the inheritance that she had left him, and he set out to write his great novel, Remembrance of Things Past, sometimes translated as In Search of Lost Time. It's the birthday of Alice Munro, born in Wingham, Ontario, 1931, grew up on a farm where people simply did not read except on Sundays. Women certainly did not. They were supposed to be knitting instead. She went to college, dropped out, got married, had three children, got divorced, went back to her hometown to take care of her father, who was ill, and she was amazed at how much material there was there. She said, "What I wanted was every last thing, every layer of speech and thought, stroke of light on bark or walls, every smell, pothole, pain, crack, delusion, held still and held together, radiant, everlasting." She set out to write. She's written 11 books of short stories. A new collection, Too Much Happiness, comes out this November. Here's a poem for today by Pat Schneider, entitled To a High School Senior. Don't go, don't stay, daughter. Morning after afternoon, the last year slips away. Singing all the old songs, you will go, ambivalence of moon, certainty of sun. We know only half of what we are. The earth is earth to us, star, perhaps, if apprehended far enough away. Daughter, don't go. Don't stay. To a High School Senior, poem by Pat Schneider from her collection Long Way Home, published by Amherst Writers and Artists Press of Amherst, Massachusetts, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.